Now Duke Schomberg, he is landed with his forces strong and stout. With God's assistance, makes no question but that his enemies he shall rout. And make them all repentful sore that they from France then thither came. For with his valor he'll gain honor when with James he plays his game. His grace of James is not daunted, though of late he was a king. But bravely towards him he advanced, a battle bloody to begin. The Irish they begin to falter, and the French they will not stand. So this country will be reduced, and himself the chief command. Alas, poor James, what will betide thee? Whether will or can you fly? 'Twon't be long, but thee'll be taken unto France you cannot hie. Because the country is surrounded, that no way you can get out. The policy has thee confounded, 'tis high time to look about. When you in England, James, was seated on thy throne and was a king, with Jesuits you then consulted sorrow on these lands to bring. But by your plotting and contriving, you have lost now nations three, and by your false and wicked living, how you prosper now you see. If that you were but true and honest, then your country would you've loved, and never would have suffered you from your throne for to have moved. But with their states and lives aventured to maintain thee on thy throne, if that you had but then consented the popish function to pull down. Thy popish function here is stinking, and in thy nostrils they doth smell. But Father Peter's he has led thee in a way that goes to hell. It is high time for to repent thee of that base and wicked sin, that you with Jesuits contrived when of late you was a king. Poor Ireland by you have suffered, and is under now great woe. With sword and fire you destroyed every place where you did go. In time we hope you'll be prevented in the sport you took delight. Now Schomberg and his men are landed, you and your army they do fright. They are all stout and courageous, and willing are now all to die, before they'll yield or likewise surrender unto the Pope their enemy. They'll cleave the skulls and hearts of many before that they will lose the day. They'll make their foes down on their knees and for their lives unto them pray.